The spirit touched him on the arm and pointed to his younger self, intent upon his reading. Suddenly a man, in foreign garments, wonderfully real and distinct to look at, stood outside the window, with an axe stuck in his belt, and leading by the bridle an ass laden with wood. "Why, it's Ali Baba!" Scrooge exclaimed in ecstasy. "It's dear, old, honest Ali Baba. Yes, yes, I know. One Christmas time, when yonder solitary child was left here alone, he did come for the first time just like that. Poor boy and Valentine," said Scrooge. "And his wild brother Orson, there they go. And what's his name, who was put down in his drawers asleep in the gate of Damascus? Don't you see him? And Sultan's groom turned upside down by Genii. There he is upon his head. Serve him right, I'm glad of it. What business had he to be married to the princess?" To hear Scrooge expending all the earnestness of his nature on such subjects, in a most extraordinary voice between laughing and crying, and to see his heightened and excited face, would have been a surprise to his business friends in the city indeed. "There's the parrot," cried Scrooge, "green body and yellow tail, with a thing like a lettuce growing out of the top of its head. And there he is, poor Robin Crusoe," he called him, "when he came home again after sailing round the island. Poor Robin Crusoe, where have you been, Robin Crusoe?" The man thought he was dreaming, but he wasn't. It was the parrot, you know. "There goes Friday, running for his life to the little creek. Halloo, halloo, halloo."